Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to I Heart Snacks.
I Heart Snacks.
Me too. I definitely heard them. I'm Joe.
I'm Ben.
And you're listening to us via iTunes?
What?
That's right. We're on iTunes. If you look under I and that weird symbol that makes a heart.
It's like that. The one that's next to the M?
I think it's a less than sign.
It's a less than sign. And then the number 3.
Mm-hmm. It makes a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. It's heart. I was pointing to it, and Ben was pointing to his banana.
Yeah, banana.
So, our second show.
Number 2.
Number 2. How could we possibly make this show awesome?
I don't know.
I know how.
How?
Talk about Back to the Future.
Back to the Future? That's a great movie.
That is. Ben and I were watching Back to the Future the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, it was amazing.
That is a good
I was
movie.
Laughing, I was excited.
Yep.
There's so many great little lines and observations we made about all the actors in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm sitting there thinking.
Joe dropped the bomb.
I did. I dropped a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear?
Yeah.
Wait, nuclear. Are you telling me this sucker's nuclear?
No. This sucker's electrical. I just need the plutonium to get a...
To generate a charge for the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity I need.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of gigawatts.
You don't just walk into a store and buy plutonium.
Did you read that?
Alright, we can't quote the homeless.
Of course!
From a group of Libyan nationalists.
Alright.
Who wanted me to build the bomb. But in turn,
I gave them...
A shiny bomb casing filled with used pinball machine parts.
Come on, we need to get you a radiation suit. Okay. So, while Ben and I are watching that,
yeah.
I lean over to Ben, right around...
You put your arm around
I put
me.
My arm around him. Right about the time where they're in school. We're in school, right?
No, I thought the DeLorean was coming out of the...
Oh, I think you're right. All right, yep. Right about the time the DeLorean was backing out of the truck, I said to Ben, hey, you know what?
Oh, God.
Because Ben and I, we have pretty much a rule. It's whenever we talk about our favorite movies, it goes the original Star Wars, all three,
yeah. And
then whatever's next.
Yeah.
So I've always said, I love Star Wars, and then my next favorite movie is Raiders of the Lost Ark. An amazing movie.
Yeah, love Indy.
The other day, drop a bombshell. Opening it for debate. I think I like Back to the Future as my second favorite movie. The original Back to the Future. Comments, Ben.
Well, when you drop this bomb on me. We can have those sound effects.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to be like that guy from Police Academy.
Love that guy. I was like, really? I was like, this really?
Really?
And you're like, yeah, I think so. I'm gonna say it. They're the same to me.
Wow.
I can't pick which one.
I'm gonna make you pick today.
Right after watching that, I was like, yeah, this movie's awesome. Love Back to the Future.
The hell is this?
Breakfast.
Who the hell is John F. Kennedy? Or in me and Ben's version, who the fuck is John F. Kennedy?
It's a great movie.
It's great.
Great movie.
So here we go. That's right. All 9 people listen to the show.
Yeah, we got 9 people subscribing.
Who's better? Or what's better?
Email us.
Mm-hmm.
At iheartsnacks@gmail.com.
Yeah, do that.
Are we doing that?
We're gonna do that.
We got 2 emails going.
Right. Or comment on our Blogspot.
Better. That email doesn't exist. Why did I say that?
I don't know. You're making shit up.
Shit, someone might steal it. We gotta get it.
We gotta get it now.
All right. You can email us at that email address.
Or go to our Blogspot.
I hope that's an email address.
It will be.
I heart, spell it out, not the little symbol.
Yes,
I doubt you can do that.
And you tell us, Joe, you're fucking crazy. Indie's so much better. Or hey, right on, brother. I like BTTF also.
Little shout out going out to Sam. My friend. He's a cool guy.
Hey, Sam.
He listens to the show.
Thanks.
Wanted to ask me how my date was.
He did?
Yeah.
I want to ask how your date was also.
It was good.
How good was it?
It was good. We had some Chinese. Not bad Chinese.
Oh, good, because you know how bad Chinese goes down. So wait a minute. Help me out here.
Okay.
You go to her house and you pick her up?
Yes.
What car were you driving? The DeLorean or?
The DeLorean.
Okay.
And I picked her up. Wasn't at 8. It's at 7. So I didn't have a date.
At 8.
Friday night at 8.
Got yourself a date.
At 7.
Okay, so 7 o'clock, you pull up.
Yeah.
And you go.
Let me tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Got there a little early.
Ooh, anxious?
Got there a little early.
Did she make you wait?
No. Went to the next block. Waited it out.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
Waited it out.
Did you listen to some tunes?
No.
Calm your nerves?
No.
Just kind of sat there, took it all in.
I don't feel like putting on the car when I don't need to. Don't want to pollute the environment. So I turned the car off.
Okay. What?
Turn that car off.
You did?
Yeah, it's a little cold. It's a little cold in the car.
All right, so you're waiting there in the car.
Yeah, I got there like 7:45.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was really
She lives in Belmore. I live in Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Didn't think it would... I thought it would take longer to get there.
It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So you were there early.
Yeah.
She's probably ready.
Probably.
Right? But you're like, I don't want to show up early.
Yeah.
Seem a little anxious.
Yeah, so... waited it out.
Mm-hmm. Any, like, last minute thoughts while you're waiting it out?
Well,
nothing like inspirational went through your mind? Like,
thought about Marty.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah. Thought about him.
Good call.
What
would he would have done?
Yeah. So she told me to call her, not to go to the door.
Oh, she didn't want her parents to see you coming up there.
Look at this rebel.
Look at this guy.
Don't go near my daughter.
It's Southern, huh?
No.
No.
So, yeah. So I called her up. Said, I'm outside. Came in. Yeah, she came out.
She came out. Didn't want you to see her house.
I saw her house from my car.
Inside her house.
Oh. No, I didn't. So, yeah. We went. She's cool. Went to get some Chinese.
You, like, skip over the street. Should...
this is only a 10-minute show, Joe. Now we're...
Seven minutes in. All right, well, Sam specifically asked you, since he was listening to the show, and we talked about your date, and he wanted to know how it went.
Yeah, it was good.
So, thumbs up, thumbs down. Date.
Thumbs up all the way.
Dinner.
Two thumbs up?
What are you, Siskel and Ebert?
Yeah, two thumbs up.
Was the dinner good?
I liked it, yeah.
What about after dinner?
What do you mean after dinner?
Thumbs up, thumbs down. What'd you guys do?
Oh, we rented a movie. Blockbuster.
What movie?
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, wait a minute.
it was okay. It was okay.
It's cute.
Yeah, it was a cute movie. Long movie.
Yeah?
What's going on here? I didn't think movies like that were long.
No, they're like 4 or 5 hours usually.
It's crazy. This is like 7 hours.
Wow, that's a marathon. That's a marathon.
So, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, after that, took her home.
I bet you did.
took her home.
Good job on your date.
Thanks. Hopefully another one. Here's a little update.
It's coming up. Yeah, this is like a Love Line show now. How did Ben do on his date? Well, I didn't go on a date last night.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Because by the time I got home from this other place, I was with my girlfriend. I was very tired, so we didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I think tonight we're going to go on a little date.
Hey! Yeah, congratulations!
We're going on a date!
Yeah, sure, bring him. Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. We're big time Chuck E. Cheese fans.
Go on.
That's where we met.
Really?
Me and my girlfriend? Yeah. I was in the ball pit.
Yeah.
And then,
she was Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. And she leaned over in the ball pit and said, hey, pull your pants up in the ball pit! And I said, oh, it's gotta get out of here. And then I ran away. She tackled me. Stole all the tickets that I stole from Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And, after that, as they say, it was history.
Cool.
I love a woman that dresses like a rodent. A big one.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Did you hear about Metroid Prime Hunters?
Did I?
We're going to go get that game. If you have that game, or you're going to get that game, go get it.
And play us.
Yeah.
Play the team.
We'll put our friend codes up.
Oh, yeah. And Mario Kart also.
Yeah, we never put our friend codes up on Ice Cream Sandwich.
We're going to. Wait a minute. What's Ice Cream Sandwich?
Ice Cream Sandwich. It's our other show. Ice Cream Sandwich Radio.
.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. It's not on iTunes for some reason.
Because we can't get on iTunes.
But it's going to be.
Yeah.
I think it's the better of the show right now, because the two shows, because this one's still in its early stages.
Mm-hmm.
You digging in your pants there?
Yeah, I'm digging in my pants.
A little update here from Ben's phone. Well, any final thoughts here on the show?
No.
All right, well, I got to say, let us know who's better.
Yeah.
Indy or Marty?
What's our email address again? iHeartSnacks@gmail.com. All right. Hopefully that exists.
Right, if it doesn't, go to our blog spot and leave a comment.
Yeah, good idea. Do we both.
We want to know.
All right. Is. Oh, we're past 10 minutes.
Oh.
All right. See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Joe.
Do you love beans?
I do. I love them a lot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me?
Yeah, I guess so.
As much as beans?
Yeah, pretty close.
Then you should check out Me and the Bean.
Where can I find those guys?
Me and the Bean at meandthebean.com.
Is that a podcast?
It's an awesome podcast.
Cool. You know what? I actually heard about them.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can call them. They have a phone number.
Hit me with that phone number.
336-283-0576.
And then when you're done checking out Me and the Bean, check us out at icecreamsandwichradio.blogspot.com.
I'll definitely do that.
Thanks.
Joe.
What?